Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Eric. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I need to make a claim, unemployment.
You're opening a new claim?
And I tried to do it online, but I said I need a pen, and I don't know.
You've already filed, or this is your first time filing?
This is my first time.
Okay. Can I have your social?
418-78-7367.
That's 418-78-7367?
Yes.
And can I get you to verify your name and date of birth?
Barbara Davis, September 7th, 1952.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, I don't.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed?
Master's.
Mother's maiden name?
Jackson.
Do you have driver's license?
Yes.
And can I get you to verify your license number?
3368514.
Okay. If you have proof of benefits, you have options to receive your payments. Direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
My own banking account.
Would that be checking or savings?
Checking.
And do you have your routing and account number?
Yes. The routing number 200080.
That's 200080.
Yes.
Okay, and the account number?
10-10-261-2525-18.
I have 10-10-261. 252518.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? That first number is it 06? Wait a minute. There's a 9 number for the routing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Should be 06 at the beginning of 2000.
Okay, 062. 00-0080.
Yes.
Okay. And can I get you to verify your mailing address?
715 Gallatin Street, apartment 317 Southwest, Huntsville, Alabama 35801.
Okay, can I get you to repeat the address? We have another address on file for you.
715 Gallatin Street.
You said Gallatin?
Apartment 317 Southwest. Huntsville 35801.
What she, you said your apartment number is, ma'am?
317.
And you said Southwest?
Yes.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And can I get you to verify your phone number?
256-585-7925.
Okay. Okay, I have your address at 715 Gallatin Street, Southwest, apartment 317, Huntsville, Alabama, 35801.
Yes.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 1982 Suzuki, a 1988 Mercedes-Benz 300, a 1989 Acura Integra, a 1990 Geo Storm, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
None of those vehicles.
Which of the following cities has the current or former association to you? Madison, Hazel Green, Vestavia, Gadsden, or none of the above?
Hazel Green.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? A&M University, LNSB, Lye, Springfield Grading, Tamo Tie and Timber, or none of the above?
Alabama A&M University.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Yes.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I'm what, PR? What?
TRA.
Because I don't know what that is. I guess it's no.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
In what state was that work performed in, ma'am?
Which work?
When I asked you, have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Yes. Well, state is Huntsville. I don't, you know what, I work with FEMA, and then they deploy us to other areas, but my base is Huntsville.
Okay. And your last day worked?
The 27th of January, 28th, make it the 28th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Do I work for myself or what?
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
and I apply for or receive a pension other than, oh, I receive a, I'm retired.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
25 an hour.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And your last job title?
Program, that's my title. Program, applicant program specialist. Applicant service program specialist.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And the name of your last employer?
Department of Homeland Security, FEMA.
And do you have the address?
Yes. Okay, the address for FEMA. I have to go in here and find it. Five hundred C Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20472.
And what was that? You said 500?
Yes, C Street.
C Street. C Street?
C as in cat.
CEE Street?
C Street, yes. No, not no CEE. Just the alphabet. I mean, the alphabet C.
C Street. You said C Street, Southwest?
Yes.
Okay, that was Washington, D.C., zip code 20472.
Yes.
Okay. And you have their phone number?
Okay. 202. 646-2500.
Okay. That's 202-646-2500.
Yes.
Do you remember your start date?
September 18th, 2021. Oh, snap. My start date. Yes, that's what it was, because every time there's a break.
And you say your last day of work was October 28th?
Yes. No. January.
I'm sorry. January 28th of 2022.
Yes.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, and why are you no longer working here?
The assignment ended.
Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld from federal income tax?
No.
Okay. Do you have pen and paper?
Yes. Oh, in just a minute. And just pop your way. Okay.
The easiest way to remember your pen is the last two digits of your social security number and the last two digits of the year you were born. Your PIN number is 6752.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, hold just a moment. Let me get you transferred.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.